With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump's chief of staff is pushing back on a Vanity Fair story that includes many blunt quotes. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles is blasting a Vanity Fair piece that featured months of interviews about the second Trump presidency. Writing on social media, she called the profile a disingenuously framed hit piece on her and a Trump staff and cabinet she describes as the finest in history. Wiles did not deny any specific quotations attributed to her, including saying she was aghast at Elon Musk's dismantling of USAID, and that President Trump has an alcoholic's personality, even though he doesn't drink. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Food and Drug Administration has sent major warning letters to four top stores.
The FDA sending letters posted Monday to leaders at Walmart, Target, Kroger, and Albertsons, saying the companies continue to sell ByHeart infant formula for several days or even weeks, despite a November 11th recall of all products. That formula is linked to an outbreak of infant botulism that has sickened more than 50 babies in 19 states. All of the children have been hospitalized and treated for the illness. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump says he's ordering a blockade of all sanctioned oil tankers into Venezuela, ramping up pressure on the country's authoritarian leader Nicolas Maduro. The move comes after U.S. forces last week seized an oil tanker off Venezuela's coast. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 302 points, the Nasdaq rose 54, the S&P declined 16. This is SRN News. You can't bring a Bible to Nicaragua.
The government has banned foreign visitors from bringing copies of the scriptures into the country amidst a crackdown on Christians, churches, and ministries that has attracted the attention of international religious freedom groups. Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega doesn't like the fact that some clergymen have criticized his dictatorial rule and has retaliated by shutting down more than 1,300 churches and religious organizations since 2018. Michael Harrington reporting.
Archaeologists in Turkey have uncovered an ancient fresco of Jesus from Anatolia's early Christian era. The painting was found in an underground tomb near Iznik, a town known for the Nicene Creed's adoption in AD 325. At the time, the region was part of the Roman Empire, and the tomb is believed to date to the 3rd century. Turkey has a long Christian history. This is SRN News. The Chronicle of Philanthropy's annual list of the biggest charitable donations from individuals or their foundations totals $5 billion in 2025. We hear more on this story from correspondent Rich Thomason reporting from Washington.
Topping the list is $2 billion from Nike co-founder Phil Knight and his wife Penny. Warren Buffett follows with a $746.7 million donation, and the mother and stepfather of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos pledged $500 million. Nearly 40% of the total comes from the Knight's gift to Oregon Health and Science University. The top three gifts support cancer care, a private grant maker, and an international effort to fight hunger and malnutrition among women and children. Rich Thomason reporting.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.